How are you?
Thank you.
Billy first did yet?
Yes.
Oh, one person is. Yes.
As long as it's
two times me by
I had my first Christmas concert on Sunday, and in the first half I was dressed as a Christmas cracker, and in the second half I was dressed as a Christmas tree. I'm not sure if I'm going to feel more festive or not, but anyway, I shan't be wearing them next week. Shall you do a warm-up, please, if you'd like to stand up? Lovely, have a bit of a shake-out, please. Good, a bit of a sort of pseudo-ski. I can see a very fine selection of Christmas jumpers. Very nice. Good, and stretch up. Soft knees. Can you take a deep breath in this position? And as you breathe out, just feel your arms float down. Good, and on the back of the shoulders. Good, bring your shoulders up to your ears. And relax. Good, let's squeeze everything up as tight as you can. Squeeze, and shake it all out. Good, a little massage of your face, please. And a nice big yawn. Good. And we're going to use a carol to warm up. We're going to do Hark the Herald. So we'll stop at the end of each line, and I'm going to give you a different sound to continue with, okay? So we're going to start with a la, please. La, la, la.
La, la.
Try it without the copies, and we'll come back to it again at least one or two more times. Page
Yeah.
well done, really good. We're going to do a couple of little bits before we try from memory. I'm going to work backwards. So the first thing is the last note you sing. Me. Can you think mit as in mitten? Me. If you think e, it makes it a thin sound. But so let's all just sing. Me. Exactly. Brilliant. And now, let's go back to page 35. I'd like to hear everyone, apart from the second sopranos, please, for years to come. Upbeat to 1, 2, 2. And this time, can you kind of go from sort of full, very rich, vibrant, sort of more gospel-y sound? Okay? For years to come! Ready?
For years to come, we'll always have one
thing. Good. Nice sound. I like to hear much more about the rhythm. For years to come, we'll always know one thing. Notice there is a gap after will. For years to come, we'll always know. So really, really rhythmic now. Try again, same people.
For years to come, we'll always know one thing.
Good. So, can you make the will really short the first time? For years to come, we'll always know one. Okay.
For years to come, we'll always know one thing.
Good, so I'm sure to do the opposite. For years to come, we'll... Then there's a gap. Always know one thing. And then it's long, so will is short, one is long. Okay, we want a total silence after will.
For years to come, we'll always know one thing.
May the wheel really short.
For years to come, we'll...
One more time.
For years to come, we'll...
Good. And now that's where we want the gap. Now carry the phrase.
For years to come, we'll always know one thing.
Good. That's brilliant. Now let's think really, really full, rich sound, okay?
For years to come, we'll always know one thing.
That's a love, yeah. And in the first part, aim for the last note of the phrase, not the top one. Okay? Great. Let's do that with everyone now. So from 1, 2, 1, please. Include the second part. And then four. And then four.
For years to come, we'll always know one thing, that's the love that Christmas can bring. Oh, why that's Christmas to me.
Okay, good. And good. And when we do this with everyone else, those of you who are doing that sort of rhythmic with there, we need 4 years, so a strong F there. 4 years. Right, great stuff. Let's go back, please, to bar 98, bottom of page 32. With the leading sopranos, please. Lovely. Without the sopranos, that was very, very good. Let's try one more time. And be a sort of, imagine you're plucking a double bass. That's the sort of sound going. Don't worry about the sound of doom. I'll close it really quick, quickly, a hard D. Okay. Here we go, 98.
Dum, 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 dum.
That was very good, and I think in bar 1-5 it's a oh, not oh. Oh, joy that fills. Oh, joy. So the crescendo goes all the way through that rest. Let's do that one more time, please, without the soprano, from 98, and carry on.
Christmas to me.
next week as a result of having done that. Unsurprisingly, perhaps, but very interestingly, suddenly lots and lots of rhythmic things that hadn't quite joined together and been together suddenly were when you're all up and looking out from your property. So brilliant, brilliant. Just sort of a few minutes before this rehearsal received the arrangement from the orchestrator for this. He's gone for a slightly sort of more, I don't know what the word is. What's the word, James? Do you have a word? Upbeat version. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this. I'm going to see if you can hear a little bit at the beginning. Cheesy. We're going for, was it? Don't worry about that, it's a computer problem. I believe there's going to be some offbeat clapping for the orchestra. So, with that in mind, let's just sing the beginning, we won't sing the whole thing, let's sing that again and just try and get that vibe. So we're a bit more jingle belly than we were now. A little bit less moody and a bit more, yay! I'm sure it could, yeah. He was very keen to know if you liked it. So he said, give me your feedback, especially if they like it.
So don't pick up.
Interpret that as you will. But, right, let's try it. So sit up, be nice and tall, and stay sitting. We'll go for the second system. And let's go for the slightly more jingle belly version. Jingle Bell version. I like it. Can you stand up now? We're going to do it without the music. And now, the phases are excellent. Some of you are doing some nice movement. I'm not talking about full choreography. I'm just talking about looking like you're enjoying yourself. Let's carry on from where we got to. The doo-doo.
Thank you.
good. And then let's go, please, from 217, please, or no, 215.
Same thing, it's 3rd and 12.
of those crotches there as short as you can. So, exhale, cease, there. So just as short as you can. Lots of glum. Whenever you sing Gloria, these are ginormous glum. Certainly, yeah. Okay, let's do 3 before 12. Thanks, James. 3 before 12. The cut-offs. So what we don't want is any diphthongs, so it has to be a really pure vowel. So for example, the first phrase you sing on page 1, Gloria in excelsis Deo. So you finish mid-vowel. We're not doing Deo. Yeah, not O, off. Deo. And you sort of just chop it off. So let's go directly in at 2, please, with that in mind.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Exactly. And let's one more time go. Just before 219, so page 3, the 4 bars before you sing on the bottom system, please.
Do you want to go into 10?
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, good idea,
you
good idea. While shepherds watch their flocks. Tenors, choose a verse.
5.
Thank you very much. Verse 5 of While Shepherds Watch. Love a Christmas carol. Lovely. Christmas epic poem, please. I thought we probably wouldn't do this one from memory. Okay, so as you put the fuller score, could you explain the beginning of it?
Yes, so this might seem a bit intimidating to you, but you will be reminded that adult chorus, numbering 180 or so, we'll be sure to see this. The children's chorus of about 50 and youth chorus of about 60, 70 will all be singing this with a full orchestra as well. So it's a mass item, a bit like the glory of the Rutter.
Yeah.
Our rules stand that you sing something enthusiastically when you're supposed to sing something and join in with what's going on around you. Okay? So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 12 other parts singing the first chord to sing our first part.
Tune in with one of them.
We're all singing the second chord, so just join in and sort of join the sort of general spirit of harmony around you. It's a bit odd, it's a bit odd, yeah. But the one thing you've got to be really, really careful about is as soon as you get into the rhythmic stuff. So this is when you it's the altos.
Dom dom dom.
Yeah. That's sort of you, okay? And some of the youth chorus. So as soon as you get to that bit, it sort of switch your brains on and really watch silent and the percussion section and get going as well. So just begin to get given a chord by tuning on the organ, which will be this.
Thank you. Fabulous, thank you very much. And breathe, and we'll have our notices. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you. It sounds really great, and next week is going to be amazing. So next time I see you will be on 14th at the Elgar Hall at 6 o'clock. Please do remember. Please don't be much earlier than that, because we will have everyone in the world in the same building. If you run into any issues on Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, please call the mobile number on the concert notice, not my desk phone, because I won't be at my desk. If you haven't got a concert notice, there's more over there. There are also folders over there. Please do come and sign one out. If you forget somehow, we will have some on the 14th, so don't panic. And that's about it from me, because I'm going to hand over to Patty.
So it's that time of year when we want to record our thanks to certain key people. And I, the last few years, I've been stage managing this from the side, and I've felt that we've not always been able to hear people very well. So, and that's because we've been, somebody who's speaking is turning like this. So I would like to invite you, if I may, Lucy and James, to actually go and stand in the middle there, so we can have a bit more of an eye. And keep us as well. Okay, so I'm also in favour of short speeches, so I had a go at composing a poem. Now, listen up, because it's quite short. 'Twas the week before the concert, when all through the city, people were practising, learning notes and the words. Panic was threatening to spread through the ranks, but the ever-efficient Eben was keeping us calm with his emails. Uncertainty over parts and who was singing what was sorted superbly by Lucy the Brave. With James, ever-constant, firmly keeping us right, we muster our courage and prepare for the night when we'll sing our hearts out and be thankful for all who have helped to get us thus far. Merry Christmas to all, and peace to all people. We have some small gifts for each of these key people, and so can I ask Eben to come forward, and Sam has got something to pass over to you.
Thank you.
sound by the banner.
You did so well.
Thank you.
much, my dear. That's lovely. Right, let's whisk through a couple of other bits and pieces. So, a deck the hall, please. The hall?
Notice the singular.
Deck
yes.
The hall?
Yes. If the son would, yes, have a some meltdown.
Yes.
With an S here, because he did with it out of course. Okay. It's going to be someone, but don't let it be you.
Yes. The original is going to be multiple halls. Right. Shall we go from letter E?
Yeah, that's good.
Christmas Carol, stop, as in Julian's helpfully written, stop. can you just play the soprano alto part in bar 112, please, James?
Yeah.
Thank you much. Let's try that soprano alto. Yeah, it's an antennae moment. You're right.
is with all the bases across the musical will be seeing that as well. And if you don't sing it, it's not the end of the world.
That's all good,
I don't think we're getting the harmony the couple of bars before that. Fill me cup going about all that fa-la-la is harmony.
Oh yes, you're right. Feel the music in the barrel, and then we, yeah. So tennis bases. Have a listen. Great. Let's try from that moment. 103.
Thank you.
now with each other, so guessing fast. Same spot, 209. Someone will bring you off there. What can we say? Yeah, we just need to play really sure there's no early S's. So exhale, cease. So exhale, cease. Keep it open there. Let's go from the beginning, please. Page 6. Frank Zappa's piece from bar 14, Born in a Manger. Everyone, please, bar 13. Brilliant. I want you to have a really good time. Whatever happens, just enjoy yourself, okay? That is the most important thing. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you.